Hey there, awesome humans. This is Taylor Reed, your friendly neighborhood guide defining that inner calm amidst the chaos of life. And let's be real, in today's world, we could all use a little more calm, right? I mean, between work stress, social media overload, and trying to figure out what's for dinner, it feels like our emotions are on a roller coaster most days. But guess what? We don't have to just ride this emotional wave, we can actually learn to surf it. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Understanding and managing your emotions so you can live a more balanced, happier life. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, reacting to situations instead of responding? You know that feeling when anger flares up before you even realize why, or sadness hits you out of nowhere? Well, friends, those are our emotions trying to talk to us. They're messengers, giving us clues about what's going on inside and outside of us. The key is learning to decipher their language and harness that energy instead of letting it control us. So, let's break down 5 crucial takeaways that can help you become a master of your emotional landscape. First things first, awareness. It all starts with recognizing your emotions as they arise. Don't judge them, just acknowledge them. Think of it like checking the weather forecast. You wouldn't ignore a thunderstorm warning, right? Same goes for those emotional storms brewing within you. Second, identify the triggers. What sets off those intense feelings? Is it a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern? Once you know your triggers, you can start to create strategies to navigate them. It's like knowing your weaknesses in a video game. Once you identify them, you can level up and become stronger. Third, find healthy outlets. Bottling up emotions is like trying to compress the spring. Eventually, it's going to explode. Find ways to express your feelings constructively. Talk to a trusted friend or family member. Write in a journal, engage in physical activity, or explore creative pursuits. Remember, there are countless ways to release that emotional pressure valve without letting it blow the lid off your well-being. Next up, practice mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and consciously choosing how you want to respond instead of just reacting. Mindfulness exercises, like meditation or deep breathing, can be incredibly powerful tools for cultivating emotional stability. And finally, be kind to yourself. Remember that everyone experiences a range of emotions, and it's perfectly normal to have ups and downs. Don't beat yourself up when things get tough. Instead, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by your emotions. Maybe it was during a stressful work project, a difficult conversation with a loved one, or even just a random day that seemed to go off the rails. What were those feelings like? Where did they manifest in your body? How did you react? Chances are, you weren't at your best during that time. Your decision-making might have been clouded, your communication might have been strained, and you probably felt drained afterward. Now imagine if you had the tools to navigate those intense feelings with more grace and clarity. What if instead of reacting impulsively, you could pause, assess the situation, and respond in a way that aligned with your values? That's the power of emotional intelligence. It allows us to become the captains of our own ships, steering ourselves through the choppy waters of life with greater awareness and control. So remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your emotions, identify your triggers, find healthy outlets, practice mindfulness, and be kind to yourself. These aren't just abstract concepts, they're practical tools that can make a real difference in your everyday life. Ready to start taking charge of your emotional well-being? I challenge you to try one small thing today. Maybe it's simply paying attention to your feelings for 5 minutes, journaling about what's on your mind, or taking a few deep breaths when you feel stress creeping in. Remember, the journey towards inner calm is a marathon, not a sprint. Celebrate your progress along the way, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Now go out there and rock this emotional game. See you tomorrow for another dose of calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.